Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to be with you guys today. Though I can't physically be in the same space with you, it's good to be with you virtually and to be able to share a little bit with you. I always look forward to these opportunities to be out in congregations and preach in congregations throughout the Rocky Mountain Synod. It's a great chance to meet people from those congregations. As I look around that gallery, I see lots of familiar faces from our times being with you. But also, I hope this is a great chance for people to understand a little bit more about what the Ministry of Rainbow Trail is all about. And it's your ministry that happens there, not just ours that's separate up in Colorado. Outdoor ministry has its origins way back in Jesus' time, as you just heard. Jesus did much of his preaching in the outdoors, hiking up mountains, walking down roads, and even sitting on seashores. Jesus found the outdoors to be the perfect place to connect people with God. So it's easy to see why outdoor ministries like Rainbow Trail have become an integral part of the faith life of so many people. People are away from their normal routines and their normal surroundings, and they're able to take time to reflect on their lives and their faith journeys. Today, I hope you will gain a new perspective on what it means to truly follow Jesus and answer his call, follow me. Now, out at camp, we always have camp dogs present. I don't know if you noticed in the two videos we've already seen, Roxy or Dakota was in both of those. That wasn't planned, that's just how it played out. But these dogs have a ministry all their own. They welcome people, they comfort homesick campers, they clean up picnic areas after cookouts, they play hard and work hard, provide companionship throughout the day, and they love unconditionally. We learn a lot just watching them operate. They actually serve as role models for our staff. Think about those verbs. They welcome, comfort, clean, play, work, provide companionship, and love unconditionally. It would be great if we could all follow their example. Well, one more area where the dogs serve as role models, and although you might not agree initially, maybe I can change your mind. They get dirty, not just dirty, but I mean dirty. When they chase a ball, they chase it, mud or no mud. When they are thirsty, they plunge headfirst into the water just to taste the splash. They come out only to roll in the dust and pine needles, emerging bathed in a color that's not their own. They live life with passion, and they are covered. I know about you, but growing up, being dirty always got a bad rap. I remember when I was young and I was in my best clothes, my parents would always remind me not to get dirty. Dirty meant I had to take a bath. That was that Saturday night ritual. But as we got older, we discovered that if something was important enough to us, it was worth rolling up our sleeves, digging in, and getting our hands dirty. Well, writer and speaker Rob Bell has a great description of what this meant in Jesus' time. In Jesus' day, rabbis chose their disciples very carefully. They chose only the best of the best of the best to follow them. So if the rabbi believed you had what it takes, he would say, "Come follow me," and you would leave your family, you would leave your home, you would leave your town, you would even leave your synagogue. You would leave everything and you would follow that rabbi. You would give your life to be exactly like that rabbi. You would follow the rabbi everywhere. A phrase began to develop that encapsulated what it was truly like to be a disciple. May you be covered in the dust of your rabbi. If you can visualize what was happening, this phrase makes great sense. A rabbi comes into town with his group of disciples that are following him very closely. These disciples are watching every move the rabbi makes, listening closely to every word uttered, and even watching his quirky habits to pick up on those to be exactly like their rabbi. They are following so closely behind the rabbi that they are literally covered in the dust kicked up from him walking in front of them. This is what it meant to truly be a disciple. And you would follow that rabbi everywhere because the rabbi believed you could be like him. Because you were the best of the best of the best. Well, Jesus was a rabbi too. Now let's look at how Jesus chose his disciples. Jesus' disciples were young. They were ordinary. They were fishermen. But he called them. He said, "Follow me and I will make you fish for people." And they dropped their nets and immediately went. And why? Because a rabbi thinks you are good enough to follow. A rabbi thinks I can be like him. He saw something in them that would greatly serve the kingdom. And in the same way, Jesus has called each of us with all of our strengths and all of our limitations to be his disciples as well. He wants us close and he wants us to learn from him. He wants us to grow and be true witnesses for him. He wants us to be like him. We need to be willing to get dirty in following Jesus, that our lives emulate him in every way they can, that we follow him so closely that we are covered in his dust. I believe that at Rainbow Trail, our campers get a glimpse of the kingdom and gain some new understanding of what it means to really follow Jesus. The power of the camp faith community is that we live faith 24 hours a day. Our campers are surrounded by excellent Christian role models to whom Christ is central in their lives. The witness of these staff members opens the door for conversation about how faith becomes an integral part of life, not only at camp, but also once they return home. Our campers have experienced faith as a way of life, if only for a week. Prayer is woven into every part of their day. And even though camp is not perfect, it's how we deal with the imperfections in the context of a faith community that they experience forgiveness, reconciliation, relationships being brought back to wholeness, and how faith can be a part of every aspect of their lives. Camp is a place where you do get dirty, but also experience being covered in the dust of your rabbi. Through the staff's example, I really think our campers begin to see the dust of Jesus on their counselors. In answering the call to follow Christ each summer, our staff share their faith boldly with people. It's through the witness that Christ reveals himself to some kids for the first time. And it's from the honest and genuine relationships, the trust that is built between campers and staff, and the power of the Holy Spirit working through people, that camp has an impact on campers' lives that reaches far beyond the borders of camp. People leave changed and ready to make the world different, and their lives are never the same. Luke stresses how urgent this call to faithfulness is. It is as if he's saying, look at Simon Peter, look at James and John. They immediately drop everything they're doing to follow Jesus. They leave their nets rotting in the sun and their coworkers scrambling to continue the work because they feel the call from Jesus is that urgent. Jesus called them to follow him because of their strengths, some that they didn't even know they had. Jesus called them to follow him in spite of their weaknesses. He does the same for us. I know many of us don't feel we can serve Christ fully because we don't trust the gifts that we have to offer. But Jesus says, you are the best person of the best of the best. And he believes in you. See, God doesn't call the equipped. God equips the called. And camp is a place where that happens. So I hope you can follow Jesus so closely that we are covered in this dust. And in turn, you will be kicking dust up on the people all around you who will be changed forever because you stepped into their lives. We are reminded that one of our primary responsibilities as followers of Jesus is to draw others to the faith that has touched our lives. Luke reminds us that this task is an urgent task, not one we can put off for another day, but one that is necessary today. This is our calling, to follow him. You will be an instrument for God to touch so many people, and in turn, you will be changed too. So may you live covered in the dust of your rabbi. Amen.